Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a presentation coming up Thursday night on congestive heart failure is Dr. Robert Bouvier. How are you today, Doctor?
I'm feeling absolutely great. A little drizzle, raining here, but not bad at all.
Very good. All right. Well, you're coming up for a presentation, Business After Hours, on the congestive heart failure program. Give us a little background on yourself, first off, and then about this program.
Well, I've been in business for 30-plus years, about 30,000 hours in the emergency room and ICU, and I've taken that information that we've learned in the suburban and urban area and now applying it to the rural area up north.
I see. All right. Now, you're going to be at Tender Care Tawa City, which is right there at 440 West North Street in Tawa City, Thursday night. And again, we're going to talk a little bit about congestive heart failure. And one of the things you're going to talk about, since this is a business after hours event, is what's in it for the business side of things, right?
Great question. Great question. You know, there's five major diagnoses that the United States is looking at that basically cost billions and billions of dollars, in fact, trillions of dollars, if not. 20% of the population spend 80% of the money of healthcare, and part of that 20% is congestive heart failure. So when the businessman comes to the meeting this Thursday, we can do a one-on-one, or we can talk a little bit. We'll have food in the booth there, but we'll be able to talk a little bit about how we can take their current employees and also any employees that they're paying for at retirement, and how to take the area around Iosco County and apply what we know to save employers' money on these diagnoses that are so costly.
Sure. Now, it's a free presentation. It's happening Thursday night from 5:30 to 7:30. Now, outside of just the business angle, you'll also tell people who are out there how they can live longer and healthier, even with congestive heart failure, right?
Correct. We know that actually majority of people don't realize that they can actually reverse a lot of the things that cause congestive heart failure. If we get the high blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol under control, we can pretty much get CHF under control. So what we found with this congestive heart failure program we started in Iosco County, we can actually stage people, diagnose, find out where it all came from, and then we can actually improve people's congestive heart failure by at least 25%. If not more.
Wow.
And that's what's in it for the individual. Yeah, it's neat, isn't it?
It is. Not only on that side of things.
I call it using technology the way it was intended. No pun, but it's UTI. It's not urinary tract infection, but it's using technology the way it was intended.
That makes sense. But it's a good way for people to remember that.
Exactly. Yeah. Another one is called GOSP, G-O-S-P, get everybody on the same page. And when we can communicate and make information available and using that technology, we can usually help people significantly. And your county is no different.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about how to live longer and healthier with congestive heart failure. One of the other sides, like you mentioned, on the business side of things, on a personal level, too, you'll also answer questions about healthcare costs to the individual also.
Absolutely. There's ways to integrate, you know, existing, you know, pharmacy and other things that are going on in your community, and there are other resources that your Department of Human Services know about that we can plug individuals into and probably save a little bit, in some cases, you know, 50% of what they're spending monthly. We can show people those services, and if people need some other type of services like transportation or caregiving, better price on pharmacy, et cetera, we can usually plug people into those services. And that's all part of the getting to know the process there with Tender Care. Tender Care has done such a great job in taking over this congestive heart failure program. I really am so proud to be associated with them.
Very good. Now, the other thing we kind of want to discuss, and I'm going to let you fill in on this, food insecurity. What are we talking about there, Doctor?
Well, we've got a wonderful food bank system here, headed by Dr. Philip Knight, mm-hmm. over in Lansing, and he has made it quite clear to the medical community, the insurance people, the hospitals, that food insecurity is a major medical problem. And if we can tie in the food bank with good nutritious food on a seasonal basis, and there's plenty of places there in Iosco County to be able to do this, we can tie in the as part of the treatment for this congestive heart failure and other things like COPD and hypertension, but we can tie in how food insecurity, or turn it into food security, and use the food bank for those people who can't afford it, and show people how actual food and availability of good food through the food bank can help those people in the need, you know, do better and live longer. That's one of the things. It's one of the key aspects of when I say I can improve your, we can improve your congestive heart failure by 25%. That's one of the key elements, is to use the food bank, the personnel of the food bank, and thankful to Dr. Philip Knight for bringing in that concept and tying in the medical aspect of food insecurity.
Very good. Tender Care Tawa City Health and Rehab Center. They're at 440 West North Street in Tawa City. It's business after hours this Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30, featuring guest speaker who we're talking to today, congestive heart failure director, Dr. Robert Bouvier. And everyone is welcome to come on out and hear this very interesting presentation. And Dr. Robert Bouvier, it's been a pleasure talking to you today, and hopefully we get a lot of people out and they learn a lot more about living with congestive heart failure.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the time here. Thanks for your county to bring this forward, and thank you for Tender Care for bringing it up and maintaining this program. It's a great program.